Racks, terabits, and memory, the physical anatomy of the AI build-out. J.P. Morgan's forecast of $5.5 trillion in global AI capital expenditure acquires concrete meaning through Foxconn Chairman Young Liu's rack-by-rack pricing of the NVIDIA Vera Rubin data center configuration. Each rack costs $9.1 million. A 1-gigawatt facility requires 3,557 racks, and that facility consumes $1.3 billion annually in power costs alone. The $5.5 trillion figure, in other words, has a physical substrate of land, racks, cooling systems, network interconnects, and staggering electricity demand. J.P. Morgan separately forecasts that Broadcom could top $150 billion in annual revenue, reflecting the company's position as a custom AI chip supplier, particularly through its work with Google. For hyperscalers seeking to reduce dependence on NVIDIA while deploying custom silicon at scale, Nokia and partners are deploying a 200-terabit AI optical network across the Midwest, the kind of regional backbone capacity that enables distributed AI training and inference at a scale where geography becomes less of a constraint. The TSMC and Amkor 10-year chip packaging deal in Arizona advances a more complete domestic semiconductor supply chain. Chip packaging, encasing finished silicon and connecting it to circuit boards, has historically been outsourced to Asia. A long-term TSMC-Amkor agreement in Arizona adds a meaningful downstream link to U.S. semiconductor manufacturing capacity. A worker at TSMC's Phoenix facility was rescued safely after becoming trapped during operations, a reminder of the human risk involved in the extraordinary construction scale underway. Perplexity unveiled a memory system called Brain for its agent platform, which builds a context graph of past tasks so the agent can learn from what worked and failed across multiple sessions rather than starting fresh each time. Google simultaneously announced memory access for Gemini Live voice chats, allowing the voice assistant to retain context from previous conversations. The convergence of both announcements in the same news cycle suggests the industry is shifting toward persistent AI context as a standard feature, with significant implications for user privacy and behavioral data accumulation. AMD's hybrid quantum classical computing strategy positions the company's CPUs, GPUs, and FPGAs as the classical computing backbone that quantum systems require to operate usefully. A transitional framing that avoids competing directly with pure-play quantum hardware makers while asserting AMD's relevance in whatever form useful quantum systems eventually emerge.